Wisconsin Senators Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin introduced a bill to delist the gray wolf from federal protection. The bill comes just weeks after a California federal court ruled that the gray wolf should be protected under the Endangered Species Act in states including Wisconsin. Senator Baldwin in a statement says, quote, "This bipartisan legislation is the best solution because it's driven by science." Senator Johnson in a statement said Wisconsinites must have a say in the management of gray wolves. Both agree that decisions surrounding the wolves should be made at the state level. We want to hear what you think at 800-642-1234. Should the federal courts determine the protection status of the gray wolf? Do you think wolves should continue to stay protected in the state? Do you support the idea of taking them off the endangered species list? Do you have questions about what this all means for wolf hunting here in Wisconsin? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Adrian Wideven is a retired forest wildlife biologist. He's now the chair of the Timber Wolf Alliance Advisory Council and a volunteer with Wisconsin's Green Fire. Adrian, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
We've been talking to you about this, Adrian, for years now, this back and forth, delisted, back on the list, and so on. What is the current status of the gray wolf here in Wisconsin for people who are feeling a little whiplash here?
Well, currently, as a federally listed species, they are on the federal endangered species list. If this bill goes through by Senator Baldwin and Senator Johnson, they would be removed from the endangered species list. I should point out that the bill that Senator Baldwin and Senator Johnson are proposing is a reaffirming of the 2011 delisting of wolves in the Western Great Lakes. So this would not be a delisting of wolves across the rest of the lower 48 states, as this court case that had recently been held in California. But currently they are a federally endangered species. The state of Wisconsin lists them as a game species with a closed season.
And that has meant that when wolves were off the endangered species list for a while, not only could wolves be hunted in Wisconsin, there had to be a hunt because of legislation in Wisconsin. Can you talk about wolf management when the Endangered Species Act isn't relevant for the Wisconsin gray wolf?
Yeah, in previous delistings in 2007, 2009, the DNR, the state did not have a wolf hunting season, and it just meant that there was more flexibility by the state for managing the wolf populations. But in 2011, the Wisconsin legislature created a bill, which was finalized in 2012 after wolves were delisted the third time. And it required the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to hold a wolf hunting season anytime they're not on the federal or state endangered and threatened species list, which means that anytime they're delisted, then they automatically are a hunted species and the DNR is required to hold a wolf hunting season. And last year we had this incident where wolves were removed from the endangered species list in January of 2021. The DNR had hoped to wait until fall of 2021 to hold its wolf hunting season, but because of legal actions by a group that wanted to hold a wolf hunt yet that winter, the DNR was forced to hold a wolf hunting season in February of 2021. And the department had set a quota of 119 wolves for that harvest and was over-harvested by 218 wolves, in part because of it was in the middle of the breeding season. It allowed full use of dogs, which had not been previously allowed. And so it ended up being a very aggressive wolf hunt. And those are the situations right now that once wolves are off the endangered species list, there's a possibility a hunt could again be forced on the department. Anytime it's between the first Saturday of November until the end of February, the department potentially can hold a wolf hunting season.
Based on the wolf numbers here in Wisconsin, their habitat here in the state, Adrian, do you think they should be protected by the Federal Endangered Species Act here in the state, or should it be left to the state to manage now?
Well, the population biologically has certainly recovered. We're at well over 1,000 wolves in Wisconsin, or at least we're at the last survey that was completed in 2021 prior to the February 2021 wolf hunt, suggesting a fairly healthy population. And for the Great Lakes region, with Michigan and Minnesota, we have about 4,500 wolves. So biologically, it is a population that can be managed by the states. Unfortunately, because of the nature of the wolf hunting season that we've had in imposed on Wisconsin DNR by the legislature, it's limited the ability of the Wisconsin DNR on managing the wolf population. Not that the department is going to cause the wolf population again become endangered, but it causes things like this February wolf hunt of 2021 to be a possibility. It reduces the effectiveness of the department for managing the wolf population. So biologically, they probably are a species the state can manage. Unfortunately, some of the politics are not very supportive of sound wolf conservation.
Talking to wildlife biologist Adrian Wideven about gray wolves in Wisconsin, back and forth on the endangered species list and enforcement here in the state. Right now, those wolves in Wisconsin are protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act after a court ruling earlier this year. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your questions. Let's go to a caller now. Kurt is with us in Mountain. Kurt, hi.
Hello.
What did you want to bring up, Kurt?
Well, I just feel that that should be done by the state, because last year with that hunt, within 3 days, we already killed off their population or their quota. And I live in rural Wisconsin, and we do have a wolf issue up here. The deer population has plummeted along with some of the other wildlife, and I've had them right up in around my house, and I have livestock, and I just think it needs to have a little better control done on it on a state level and not the federal level.
Kurt, thanks for the call. Adrian, a common concern, especially in rural Wisconsin, wolves as a threat to livestock.
That is more of a concern. We do have depredations on livestock across parts of Wisconsin, especially in northern parts of Douglas County, some parts of central Wisconsin. But we're talking generally of only about 15% of wolf packs in the state that are causing depredation on livestock. So it's a relatively small percentage of the population that are involved in that. And the surveys the DNR has been doing on the deer population, we don't see on any kind of regional-wide or even county-wide basis a drastic reduction in the deer population. Certainly, there may be pockets of areas where the population may have been reduced somewhat, but on a regional-wise or even county-wide basis, the deer herd is doing quite well. And I'm not sure what other species are being negatively impacted by wolves, except perhaps coyotes in the middle of wolf territories. And for most part, I think coyote populations are very healthy in Wisconsin, so that's not really an issue.
Kurt, thanks for that call. For that case where you've got a particular wolf eating people's livestock, what are options for control there under the current situation, under the Endangered Species Act protections?
Well, right now, all the options would be non-lethal controls. So that would be various sorts of exclusions, fencing, a favorite activity or one that works often are a technique called fladdery, where flagging is hung around the outside of a pasture. And for some reason, wolves often see that as kind of a barrier and don't readily cross the fladdery or this flagging hanging across a pasture. Noise devices can be set up that can play a wide variety of noises, people yelling, helicopters going off, explosion noises, and it that can be very fearful for wolves and cause them to avoid areas. Flashing lights at times can be very useful. For sheep, guard dogs are very useful. So there are a variety of non-lethal methods, but any kind of lethal controls would not be authorized currently.
Thanks for that call. Bruce joins us now in Albany. Bruce, hi.
Thank you for taking my call. Way back when Wisconsin was looking at reintroducing wolves, there were studies and analysis, et cetera, that was done. And it was pretty well accepted amongst the conservationists and that the carry capacity for Wisconsin would be best at its high point to be around 350 animals. Now we're way, way over that. People are seeing the consequences of that everywhere with livestock, domestic animals, et cetera. And I think that a lot of people don't understand that was meant to be around the peak or the maximum rather than a benchmark that has to be maintained. And we can't possibly go under that number.
Bruce, thanks for the call. Adrian, is that right that 350 was at one point the high, the maximum? And if so, why has that changed?
Well, actually, Bruce has a couple of misconceptions there. There was never a plan to reintroduce wolves into Wisconsin. wolves moved here on their own when they were given federal and state endangered species protections in the mid-1970s. The animals from the Minnesota population, as they were protected, start spreading eastward and moved into Wisconsin. So that's how wolves arrived here. And the 350 was not an original plan. That grew out of the 1999 wolf plan. In 1980, when wolves were first moving into the state, our best guess is the state could only hold about 150 wolves. So 350 was the number that was used in the 99 plan. At the time, there were about 200 wolves in Wisconsin. And at the time, our estimates were that the carrying capacity was about 500 wolves. But the most recent estimates suggest that carrying capacity is actually about 1,240 wolves. And so we know the state can hold more wolves than what our earlier estimates were. So 350, while it was a suitable goal in 1999, is no longer a suitable goal for Wisconsin wolf population.
Thanks for that call. And also the idea that everybody has seen wolf, at least concerns, if not depredations, threatening livestock and domestic animals. How widespread are those things?
Generally, from on average year, about 30 farms suffer some depredations from livestock. The highest number we ever had was 47 in 2010, but it's come down since then. It came down quite drastically during the previous delisting between 2012 and 2014, where it came down to just 22, 23 farms. Then it started going up again when the state lost some of that management authority. In recent years, it's been kind of hovering around 25, 30 farms that have some depredation problems each year. There are some farms that just have an occasional wolf passing through, creating some concerns, but not causing any actual depredations. But the actual depredations are usually, about a couple of dozen farms or so.
We're talking about gray wolves in Wisconsin currently receiving protection, federal protection under the Endangered Species Act, a bill introduced by Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson would end that again. Adrian Wideven stays with us, longtime forest wildlife biologist, chair of the Timber Wolf Alliance Advisory Council. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want the gray wolf to be permanently delisted under the Endangered Species Act, or at least exempted from it here in Wisconsin? Should the state be managing this as opposed to the federal government? Do you think we should have a wolf hunt in the state? Do you have questions or concerns about a wolf depredation of livestock or domestic animals? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're picking up our talk now with Adrian Wideven, retired wildlife biologist and current chair of the Timberwolf Alliance Advisory Council, about a bill that would delist wolves from federal protection here in Wisconsin weeks after the gray wolf was relisted as a federally protected animal under a court ruling. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts on all that and your questions. Back to your calls now. Kate is with us in Madison. Kate, hello.
Hi. I just wanted to thank the DNR person for sharing some information, and just to, reiterate for listeners that all the sort of understanding of wolf population, it's all speculative, like these surveys are not comprehensive. And, the biologists or ecologists are just kind of picking the population set point. Like the state could probably hold many more wolves, and I think that it should be a federal issue. I mean, obviously these wolves don't obey state lines. Like, it's ridiculous to try to, think that one state can manage them, and once they cross some invisible boundary that the wolf isn't going to know that, then they're going to be, up for to be killed. And the hunt that happened last year, I think, just illustrates that when it is under state management, it can be undermined immediately by these outside hunters' rights groups or whoever is, so eager to kill wolves.
Kate, thanks for the call. To clarify, Adrian, you used to be with the DNR. You're not with them now. We're speaking for the DNR. But what did you think of what Kate had to say?
So, Well, certainly, there's the understanding by many people that federal listing is preferred because they don't want to see hunting seasons. And that is a possibility that when state management takes over, that hunting seasons are a possibility. But I think states can manage wildlife species. And for the most part, in Wisconsin, the recovery work in the state was mostly done by DNR people. And I think they did have fairly comprehensive wolf surveys, and the estimates of the potential carrying capacity were based on the best available science at the time. So I think the states can manage wolves. The biggest problem I think we're seeing in recent times are that we're seeing too much political interference with the state management of wildlife population. We're having it now in Wisconsin, but certainly is a problem too in Idaho and Montana, where there's attempts to aggressively control wolf populations. The scientists and wildlife managers working with wolves for the state agencies, I think, are very much in favor of maintaining healthy, viable populations. We just need to get more of the politics out of wolf management.
Okay, thanks for that call. Lisa joins us next in Toma. Lisa, hello.
Yes, I'm in Toma now, but I live up in Marinette County, and we have wolves up there, and I have seen them on my property, but I have never once had a problem with them with my livestock. But I've had to, in the 8 years we've been up there, I've had to chase coyotes away from my goats 3 times. But the deer, the wolves have never been a problem. I think people complain about the deer population being less, but they're not less. If you're actually out in the woods on a regular basis, you see them. They just keep them moving, and they keep the population healthy because they get rid of the sick and weak.
Lisa, thanks for the call. A couple points there. Let's tackle that second one first, Adrian. Wolves as part of the ecosystem, maintaining a healthy deer herd.
Sure. There's a lot of evidence accumulating on the benefits of wolves to the ecosystems that they, one of the things we've seen in Wisconsin, there's reduction in vehicle collisions in those counties that have wolf populations, that we're seeing a healthier diversity of wildflowers in the middle of wolf pack areas. We're seeing less heavy browsing on tree seedlings in the middle of wolf pack areas. Wolves have some impact on coyotes, as Lisa hinted at, that they may reduce overabundance of coyotes, and coyotes can be a very important predator and fawns on a per square mile basis. Coyotes probably kill more deer than wolves do. So wolves are probably one of the factors that helps reduce the spread of chronic wasted disease into our deer herd. So there are many ways that wolves really providing ecological benefits on the landscape.
Thanks for calling in, talking about gray wolves in Wisconsin, how they're managed, who manages them. Adrian Wideven stays with us. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234. John is with us next in Madison. John, hi.
Hi. I want to ask, why does the state continue to pay for dogs that are injured or killed by wolves, especially the bear hunters who take their dogs out and run them during the season when wolves have their young and so forth? It doesn't make any sense to me.
John, thanks for the call. Adrian, is that something that happens?
It does. Yeah, Wisconsin is the only state that does pay for dogs that are killed in hunting situations. And the dogs we're talking about are mainly hound dogs used for training on bears in July and August, or used for hunting bears in September, early part of October. This is also the time period that wolves are at their summer rendezvous sites and protecting their pups. So it's mainly how these are occurring. But I should point out there's probably a benefit in those payment programs. It probably reduces illegal killing of wolves. It gives the hunters another alternative when they're very angry because they lost a dog to wolf to do something different than try to kill wolves and instead have to call a federal agent to investigate their depredation. It pays for an agent to go and carefully examine whether the dog was killed, which pack was involved. So we get a lot of useful data from that. And I think we probably reduce illegal killing of wolves by providing this benefit, this payment program.
Amy, thanks for calling in. Carolyn joins us now in Menominee Falls. Carolyn, hello.
Yeah, actually, I was curious, is there a site to go to in which you can find out the latest data on how many gray wolves are in your county? For instance, we have property up in Juneau and would be interested. And I think enough was said about higher-level predation being good for the ecology. You spoke very well about that, but I wanted to add that comment.
Carolyn, thanks for the call. Adrian, are we tracking county by county our wolf numbers?
The DNR used to list PACs by counties, and some of those older reports are still available online. The DNR has an excellent site with lots of information on wolf biology, the management of wolves, the latest reports on the wolf counts. You can see maps in there that will show where wolves are distributed across the state. So while you can't get exact counts for each county, you can see these maps, and based on the regions that wolves are being surveyed, you can probably come up with a rough estimate for most counties of how many of those wolves are occurring within your county.
Thanks for that call, Carolyn. In our last minute or so, Adrian, I know the DNR is looking at long-term wolf management plans. So are there peers in our neighboring states? Is that hard to do given that things keep shifting from federal to state and so on? What kind of things can they be considering now?
Certainly those add some complexity, but there's lots of scientific information that has been updated since the last completed wolf plan in 99. There was a minor modification to it in 2007, but there's a lot of new things that we've learned about wolves, including the things I mentioned about some of the ecological impacts and our best assessment of carrying capacity. So certainly the department can update its plans for how it's going to manage its wolf population into the near future they are listed and when they're not a listed species. And there's certainly a lot of things that can be done there. And I should point out the department will be probably coming out with a draft plan sometime this spring. So people should be looking for that and for opportunities to comment on that draft plan. And there will be opportunities on the conservation hearings on April 11th to comment on what you believe the wolf population population goal should be, whether 350 is adequate, and whether hunting with hounds is an appropriate way to hunt wolves. So people will have opportunity to comment on those things on April 11th at the state conservation hearings.
Adrian, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Rob.
Adrian Wideven is a retired forest wildlife biologist, current chair of the Timberwolf Alliance Advisory Council. We talked to them about a bill introduced by Senators Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin to delist gray wolves from the endangered species list in the Great Lakes region. They were put back on the list in a recent court ruling.